child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, it's just like Mark said, too. The other things with the Trump administration during this is how they constantly try and cover their tracks. These people that follow him, first of all, for those who believe that China would purposely do it, who's their biggest trading partner in the world? You want to destroy that market? I don't think so. But the other thing that amazes me, early on, remember when he said, oh, how transparent they were, they're doing this perfectly, they're taking care of it. Then he whips his minions into going out and committing hate crimes against Asian people and referring to it as the Asian flu. You know, he flip-flops. That used to be the worst thing in politics, supposedly, when John Kerry ran. When all it was in his, in my estimation with him, is he evolved on issues, as opposed to changing on a dime in 10 minutes in some of these cases. You know, to think, just look back at yourself, what you're saying, you Trump supporters. At one point, he's telling you, you know, everything's all good with how they're handling it. And then the next minute, he's blaming it all on them.
That's a very, very good point. Not just a valid point, but a good point. The hypocrisy going back and forth with Trump and his people is putting all politics aside. Could it have been handled better? And did we get leadership on this issue in the year 2020? And the answer is it could have been handled better, and we didn't get leadership. I mean, you have these immature sort of adolescent displays at those press conferences where, and I think he was joking, some people won't give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll give him the benefit of that doubt. When he goes, he turns to Burks and Fauci and says, I don't know, you know, bleach can, you know, what was somebody injected bleach? That's just basically New York humor, Queens humor, but he didn't clear it up. He didn't clear it up. And people injected some, not a lot. But some, at least one person in New York City did and had to go to the emergency room in New York City because they injected bleach into their veins. And it happened also in Arizona. And I know about those two. There's got to be others. And then he said he took hydroxychloroquine. He took a regimen of hydroxychloroquine. Well, first of all, I don't believe he took any hydroxychloroquine. It's a malaria drug, and it's not going to help with this at all, COVID. But secondly, you don't take a regimen of it. He just pulled that out of thin air, shot his mouth off. So it's this adolescent posturing. Why do you have to do that when you're president of the United States? I mean, really, don't you get enough strokes of your ego? Being the president of the United States is the ultimate strokes to your ego. They play a hail to the chief as you walk into the room. You have security all the time, your own airplane. You know, you fly in an airport and they don't let anybody else fly in or out for hours on either end of you. I mean, why do you need more juvenile strokes? And he didn't need them. He needed juvenile strokes. The problem is, whatever his intent early on, immaturity, I personally think he is a sociopath, has no conscience. But the truth is that people died. Experts have testified on this, have said that we could have saved 40% of the people who died if we had any rudimentary corrective steps at the beginning. And he said to Woodward, remember the journalist, he had a tape. He said, you know, I know how serious it is. I know this is not just the flu. And then he goes out and he says, this is just the flu. They brief the Senate. The Republicans all go public and say they know how serious it is because they all dump stock. They insider trade. That's why they dump stock. You can insider trade by buying stock that's hot on a tip or selling stock that is bad news on a tip before everybody knows it. Made a lot of money. Burr of North Carolina, another senator from Georgia. And yet they all go out and say, everything's cool, everything's fine. And people didn't wear masks because Trump said not to wear masks. There's a woman that spoke at the Democratic National Convention somewhere in Arizona. She said, my father died because of Trump. He liked Trump. He voted for Trump. Trump said, you don't have to worry about anything. So he went to a karaoke bar and he's there in the bar. Nobody has a mask and he dies. is Trump. When the big man says something, there are people who are going to take it to the bank. They're going to follow it. They're going to take it to the bank. And that is what happened, sadly. Now, Voss is up to some more skullduggery. There's a bill, Senate bill, or SB, I should say, 385. So obviously has to go through the Senate and the House. Voss and the donors are masterminds. LeMahieu, somewhat, basically a Republican leader in the Senate. This bill would delay changes to city council and county board seats and boundaries until the spring to avoid redistricting for another cycle. And they will leverage that to avoid redistricting for congressional and state legislative seats until the 2024 elections. In other words, they're going to get one more kick at the cat with the crooked lines that started back in 2010. Crooked gerrymandering lines. They're delaying. Trump delayed the census. They delayed everything. The delay, delay, delay. It's June right now. They're saying, hey, let's not do anything till next spring. Well, by next spring, people have to file their candidacies. They have to know what do they live in the district? Do they live in the district? And they're sneaky. They start out by saying, oh, we just want to do this for city council and county board seats. That goes through. Then they go, oh, well, it's city council and county board. Let's do it for congressional legislative seats. And they'll have their sneaky gerrymandered seats till 2024. And then they hope if they have a governor then, if somehow the Republican wins in 2022, they'll gerrymander till 2032. Wake up. This is what is going on. Evers will veto it, of course, but this is the sneaky stuff. And even without this, we are going to have to work very, very hard. And then you go to a judge. It's got to be a federal judge. State judge just ends up in state Supreme Court. If Brian Hagedorn is a statesman again and just looks at the Constitution and the law, we might be okay, but we might not. Go to federal court and then have them draw lines. That takes a lot of time. First of all, you have to have the lines drawn crookedly by Voss. Then Evers has to veto it. Then they have to try to override it. They won't be able to override it. Then you start a lawsuit. The judge convenes everybody. Then he or she has to appoint a special master or referee, experts to draft it. Then that'll get appealed to an appellate court. You see what I'm saying? And you have to file your notice of candidacy by next spring. You have to know where you live. And they did all this because Trump delayed the census, and they're going to try to sneak in two more years of gerrymandered boundaries. That's what they're doing. And they're starting out by this sneaky idea. Hey, well, we're just going to do it by legislation and defer county council, county board. County board has already passed in Milwaukee. They've already passed something. They have a very well-respected retired judge, Chuck Kahn, who's going to look at this along with about four or five other judges, and they are going to make recommendations. It's all set. Trying to stick their nose in it. Trying to stick their nose. They don't care really about county board. They don't care about common council, but they say they are. Oh, they say they are. The minute that goes through, then they'll extend it to the other. Stand by, guard this, because we're going to end up with gerrymandered boundaries for two more years that we don't have to, because of these sneaky tactics. Very sneaky tactics. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.